Washington has a very Pakistan-like sugar problem, and for decades, U.S. citizens have paid a premium for their homegrown sugar. Inspired by Soviet practices, the U.S. sugar program, authorized by the 2002 Farm Bill, sets a minimum price level for sugar, one that is significantly higher than international prices, while simultaneously imposing tariff-driven controls on sugar imports. The result? Wealth transfer from consumers to protected producers who channel taxpayers' money back into campaign coffers. Big Sugar invests heavily in lobbying and political contributions to maintain the status quo and deter any regulatory oversight. Allied industries that depend on sugar have been directly affected by this long-standing protectionist measure. Hershey Company and other confectioners have been moving their factories out of the U.S. and into Canada and Mexico. Thanks to this sour sugary deal, the Coca-Cola Company and PepsiCo in the U.S. use high-fructose corn syrup in their soft drinks instead of sugar, unlike the rest of the world. It is interesting to note that, like the U.S.'s 2002 Farm Bill, a similar protectionist policy was introduced in the same year in Pakistan. In 2002, an executive order was passed barring the establishment of new sugar mills or the expansion of existing mills in the districts of Multan, Pakpatan, Lodron, Bahawalpur, Rahimyar Khan, DG Khan, Rajanpur, Laya, Muzaffargarh, and Okhara. By 2006, the Punjab government placed a complete ban on setting up new sugar mills or expanding existing ones, citing concerns over new mills encroaching on Pakistan's cotton belt. This policy effectively froze the sugar industry, leaving it entirely in the hands of a mere dozen families. Now fast forward to 2025, cotton farmers are shifting to sugarcane due to its lower manpower requirements, resilience against climate change, and resistance to disease, unlike cotton. The ban under the Punjab Industries Control on Establishment and Enlargement Act, 1963, failed to save the cotton industry and instead created severe distortions in resource allocation and management. Sugarcane, a highly water-intensive crop requiring 18 to 20 hours of irrigation for proper growth, is depleting groundwater reserves, not to mention that sugarcane fields are breeding grounds for pests that damage cotton crops. Due to a protectionist approach over the years, the sugar ecosystem is plagued with inefficiencies. When international sugar prices are high, the government sets higher domestic prices, and when international prices are low, financial subsidies are provided to sugar mills to keep them competitive. Despite these economic distortions, Pakistan's sugar sector still does not produce enough to sustain long-term exports.